Well, we're very happy to have with us right now Aaron Shea. He is the Browns Director of Player Engagement. And this will be a busy week for you, Aaron, because you, of course, have the, I call you the shepherd with the sheep that are the Browns draft picks involved with the rookie symposium that began Sunday and runs through the course of this week. First of all, just talk about the importance of the symposium and how much value it has to the players.
Well, I think it has a lot of value. It's one of those things that, you know, we go in on a Wednesday and we leave Saturday. So it's 3.5 days. And I mean, you're waking up at 6:30 in the morning and you're getting home at 9 o'clock at night and curfew's 11 o'clock. So, I mean, it's a full day. We throw a lot of stuff at these guys, but it's very important stuff that we talk about.
And that's the thing. The days start early and they end late, and you're on a pretty rigid schedule from the symposiums that I've attended through the years. The idea being to get these young people acclimated to life in the NFL, right? To know that there is, and if you're late for things in the symposium, there are punishments for that, fines and such.
Oh, yeah, that's like NFL fines as far as, so the guys are going to be on time, you know, we're going to be well-dressed, you know, Browns issued gear and slacks. And like I said, it's a long day, but it's very important stuff that we talk about. So it's one of those things I told those guys, just got to pay attention, take notes, and if you got any questions, you know, raise your hand.
And this is the 15th annual Rookie Symposium taking place at the Bertram Hotel in Aurora, which I think is nice because for years this thing had just bounced back and forth from the East Coast, West Coast, back in San Diego. I know La Costa, which is where you were for your only one, I guess, when you came in the league in 2000 as a player, and then it usually would be held, I think, at the PGA National in Florida. So that's kind of cool too, in its own right. Having it here and having it close to Canton and having it kind of in the birthplace of football, I think that's the other dimension the league wanted to bring to it.
Oh, I agree. I think it's a great thing that Roger Goodell did. It brought it into Ohio because this is everyone's ultimate goal, is to get into Canton. So see the guys there, tour it, and this is actually the first time I've never been to the Hall of Fame. So I'm actually really looking forward to checking that out, seeing this stuff. And like I said, these guys, that's the ultimate goal, to get there.
Now, Aaron, this is your second year in this capacity with the Browns as Director of Player Engagement, your first symposium in this capacity, because last year there was the lockout and the symposium was an NFLPA-run thing, not a league-run thing. But you had the experience of going through it as a player, and your day-to-day existence, really, in your capacity with this team, is to kind of help these guys along, guide them along, because the whole idea of this is to prepare for life in the NFL, and as much as anything, it's a series of cautionary tales, right? This is what you should stay away from. This is what you should do and shouldn't do, and there's a lot of shouldn'ts.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of stuff, and that's why I say, you know, being as a player, you know, I went through it, and now being the guy that's like, you know, taking these guys through, making sure everyone's on time, doing different things. So it's actually just more important. So I've talked to these guys, and we've actually done a rookie school that Coach Hermer's let me do the last 2 weeks, which really turned out great and brought people to come in and talk about taxes, money management, different things. I don't want to overwhelm the guys with so much stuff because they're going to be here for 3.5 days this week, but we're going to do some fun things as well. We took them to the Indians game, and actually we're finishing up tomorrow with taking them to Cedar Point.
What is the... Yeah, you mentioned about that money management. I know. I think identity theft is talked about. All the things that can happen to players, and of course, staying on the right side of the law in every possible way. But what do you think is the best takeaway, the most valuable piece of info for some of these guys, where you can see them really kind of maybe sitting up a little bit and paying more attention?
Well, you know, I think it's when you hear from the former players that come in and the guys that, you know, you looked up as a kid and then find out that the issues that they went through. And to hear it from someone that's been in your footsteps, you know, that's definitely one of those things that I think is kind of eye-opening to these young guys.
So players hear from former players and hear from their experiences. They also see videos, go through workshops. I mean, again, I think for any young person, not just a football player, it's valuable and helpful stuff. But you really get to a level where I think if guys are paying attention during this as players, you can avoid a lot of trouble. There's information in this, just in the course of this week or these past 2 weeks, including what you did with just the Browns players, that can set a course of trouble avoidance.
No question. And that's one of the things with the workshops. What's great is when you get the guys up there and volunteers that come up from different teams and go up there, and they'll put you in a skit, and they'll act like you're at a nightclub and this happens, and a girl comes up to you and then your girlfriend's there, and they'll do different things, and they'll play it out to how to, you know, maybe you shouldn't do this, do it this way, and change it up a little bit. And I think that's very beneficial to these guys. They've got to get out there, and you know, I think the NFL just does a great job of going out there and, you know, all the things that they give these guys, you know, off the field to make it easier for them on the field.
Aaron Shea, the Browns Director of Player Engagement, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Aaron, isn't there something of like a bonding thing going on with this as well?
No question. That's one of the things right now. It's all the drafted rookies, and you go through and you get the guys together. And that's where we've had the rookie school for 2 weeks, where we work, but we also try to have fun and get together. Because I remember one thing in college was, you know, you were so close to your class, and I think sometimes the NFL kind of gets lost, where some guys come in that are married, some guys already have kids, and some guys are, you know, doing the nightlife. And it's one of those things to try and bring everyone together and know that, hey, this is your rookie class. You guys are going to be together. I still talk to guys in my rookie class. So that's one of those things that I'm really trying to get everyone to be close on and off the field.
And it's such an interesting rookie class that the Browns have. I mean, when you talk about a guy like Brandon Whedon, who's going to be 29 in October, and again, he's older than veteran players on this team. So to think of him as a rookie who need and he's been through the professional baseball experience, at least in the minor leagues with the Yankee organization. So there's probably a lot less that he needs, but at the same time, he's got to go through this just like anyone else, and probably the mix of having him in there, plus some of these guys who are, say, 22 years old or so, it maybe gives you, Aaron, an extra guy in among the group, right, that can reinforce some things.
Oh, no question. I've talked to Brandon about that, you know, that him and Trent need to be the leaders of this class, and if you see something wrong, so let me know. You know, you don't need to, you know, tell on someone, but if there's a problem and you're seeing something, I mean, come talk to me and we'll get it figured, you know, we'll do it a quiet way. And that's where, you know, Brandon's been great. He's already asked about, you know, what the symposium is about, and you know, I told him, I know he's heard this a lot, and I said, but you know, not many times you get a 29-year-old rookie in your class. So some of the younger guys look up to him. He's just been great with everyone.
And yeah, from the standpoint of your role too, is if problems occur, you want to know about it as much as anything. Your job throughout the year, not just during these 2 weeks, is to know what's going on, right? I mean, to be that liaison and to help these guys solve problems, because things do occur. Life happens, and even to the best of us, you can have challenging situations. But I think more so with a young football player, when you're dealing with a lot of money and you're dealing with a lot of outside influences and whatever family issues, your job is to help them be as much as anything happy in their work, like you would want anybody in any workplace, but they're performers as well. You want them at optimal performance.
That's the thing, exactly. You know, they have coaches for them on the field, and I look as a coach off the field, because it's one of those things that they're going to get in a situation where, you know, something happens and they're going to need someone to talk to. And I'm that guy, and I just try and be real with these guys because I've been in their shoes.
Yeah, and do you, as you look at this particular group, Aaron, and I know you don't know everybody yet in and out, you're getting to know them well, but there's, that takes a little time. What's your general feel for this class of Browns players? And because I just watch them on a day-to-day basis, just in the building and in practice, and it looks like they're into everything. And then watching them with that youth football camp last week, I just got the sense that they are really buying into being part of the Browns and part of Cleveland.
Yeah, you know, just one of those things, watching those guys work the youth camp last week was just amazing. Because, you know, I talked to these guys, hey, remember, we've all been kids, and how cool this is for these guys. And I had some of the coaches come up to me and they said they've worked a lot of camps. They've never seen, you know, NFL players more engaged in the drills, and see Trent Richardson out there running around sweating. You know, he asked me, he goes, hey, I need a towel. And it was hot.
Yeah,
and I said to these guys, I said, you know, it was a long day. And I said, after the camp, we went to the Indians game, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right.
It was a long day. But these guys are a great class, and they hang out off the field. And I think that has a lot to do. When you care about that person you're lining up next to, I think it takes your the team performance to a whole nother level.
Well, great stuff, Aaron. And again, I know this will be a busy but fun week for you and these guys. I think everybody, if they're paying attention, they're going to learn a lot, and it'll help them have better NFL careers, no doubt.
You're exactly right, Vic. I appreciate the time.
All right. He is Aaron Shea. He is the Director of Player Engagement for the Browns, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.